Every tattoo tells a story, but what if every tequila did? Today, I'm going to taste Mercado 28 Blanco, a tequila inspired by ink, defiance, family legacy, and personal storytelling. And this one isn't just about a cool label and a celebrity name. There's real depth behind this one. Let's find out if the juice is just as good. Mercado 28 started with a moment between a father and a daughter. Ron Roy, one of the founding partners, noticed a new tattoo on his daughter Kaylee, a different color, a different style, and carrying a much deeper meaning. Hearing the story behind it hit him hard. It sparked a realization that millions of people carry their life stories on their skin, permanently marked and deeply personal. And that moment turned into a vision. Alongside Spirits That Rock, the Romo family, Michael Vitaggio, Mercado 28, was created. If tattoos tell a story, Michael is a walking library, a top chef winner, Michelin chef, a Food Network standout, including Bobby's Triple Threat. Vitaggio has built his career on doing things differently. And his first tattoo, it was the Morton Salt Girl, a reminder to always salt the food. And that mindset carries into Mercado 28. Now, from everything I've read, Michael didn't just slap his name on this bottle. He worked hands-on in Jalisco, collaborating with the Romo family, the master tequilero to guide the flavor profile while respecting tequila's traditional production. As Michael puts it, he wanted to honor the family's tradition while creating the highest quality product possible. The Romo family, they've been farming agaves for 10 generations, one of the deepest roots in tequila history. Their great-great-grandmother, Donna Gabrielle de la Pina, it's credited with creating the Reposado category itself. Tequila is produced at NAM 1502, 100% Blue Weber Agave, all from the Valles. Low-pressure autoclave cooking, roller mill extraction, open-air fermentation, stainless steel pot distillation. Before we taste it, I want to talk about one other thing. This label is so freaking cool. Designed by tattoo artist Billy Becca out of Austin, Texas, the artwork is packed with meaning. I can't wait to get an actual interview and hear the stories behind how these labels came into play. All right, let's get in this thing. Okay, here we go. It's nice and clear. It's got some nice legs on the glass there. I get a nice cooked agave. There's a little hint of citrus, like an orange zest. It's got a little floral to it, like an orange blossom flower. There's also a little bit of lime. So this is like filled with a lot of citrus notes right there in the glass. All right, let's dive into this one. Nice cooked agave. That's kind of the first taste, but then I got like a layers of citrus. I got those, that lime, that orange, even a little bit of lemon, and then that floral orange blossom taste is there too. It's very much what I got in the actual nose. I really picked up in the taste. That's pretty awesome. That finish has that citrus in it as well. It's got a nice length to it. It's slightly peppery, so it just heats up a little bit, but that agave flavor still hangs there along with that citrus. And it's in the finish now, it's become more of a blend of lime, lemon, and orange kind of together. That's pretty good. I like it. It's very unique. This is one I definitely would drink neat, but with all those citrus flavors, this would probably really pop in a Paloma or a Cantarito. And I probably should just go to their website. Chef has put tons of really cool recipes for different cocktails right there to use with their Blanco and Reposado. All right, this is one that deserves a spot on your table or on your bar or definitely in your glass. I can't wait to get a little more information about the brand. If you've had Mercado 28, please leave a comment. Tell me what you think of it. And if you know anything about this tequila, let me know in there as well. If you like reviews of tequila and honest tequila information, please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. And I'm going to end this one with what says here on the back of the bottle, dare to be defiant. Cheers.